A very warm welcome to you. You are listening to a message from Senior Pastor of Word Fountain Christian Ministries, Pastor Dupe Adefola. Be blessed.
Grace has brought us into His presence. Grace has brought us into the light from darkness. Grace has healed us. Grace is sending us forth. Your grace has found me just as I am. Empty-handed, born alive in your hands. I'm singing majesty to change me. Give Him the grace and the privilege of silence. Think deep. Think deep. Think deep. Empty-handed. Your bank account may be full, but God doesn't need that money. We are all empty-handed. All that we can bring is His life that He has given to us. In all of you, Father, I pray that no one alive today will say, because of the rain, I'm not going to church. Because we have been talking about the heat. Lord, you send the showers. Empty-handed, born alive in your hands. We're singing majesty. We're singing, Lord, majesty. Father, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
In awe and in adoration, we ascribe all the glory, all the honor, all the adoration to you, the living God, the only true God, the God in whom there is no unrighteousness, the God who dwells in eternity, both past and eternity to come, the God who upholds all things by the word of His power, the God who does not slumber nor sleep, but gives sleep to His beloved. We thank you, Father. We thank you for giving meaning to our worship. We appreciate you. Our heart says, Majesty. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Lord, let everyone that is here know the touch of your presence. Let as many as you desire to be here who are still behind be drawn by your love. And Lord, help us to be true worshipers. We love you. As you even reach out to other churches in this community at this hour, let your glory be seen. As you hear the voice of your children from nations calling out to you, let your name be glorified. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Put the hands together for the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to say good morning, everyone.
I bring you greetings from Daventry. We've had a wonderful weekend with the New Life Church. Hallelujah. Three of our people are still there. I had to leave them behind to say I'm coming to Word Fountain to worship. Pastor Winford and Pastor Clara are with the Swindon Assembly today. And I believe, God, that North Oxford is also holding their service. They send their love. It's a season of flourishing. And that's the plan and purpose of God in Jesus' name. I bring you greetings from my husband. He sends his love. He says, I don't always deliver the message. So I said, I better remember to deliver the message today. It's good to see everyone. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to appreciate the team that cleaned the church yesterday. We don't take it for granted. Amen. Amen. I was thinking while I was at Daventry that do we need to start paying? When I saw the few people who were doing the work, I said, do we need to start hiring people to come and clean the house of God? But I want you to know that there is reward in labor. Amen. And your labor is not in vain in Jesus' name. I think probably as we move forward, we will assign people to specific dates that people will know, I'm cleaning in March, I'm cleaning in July, I'm cleaning in November. Because everybody's job is nobody's job. That is the truth. Praise the Lord. This month has been the month of healing wonders. And I believe, God, that in this month I've seen healing in diverse ways. It just as if they were lined up just for us to hold on to the plan and purpose of God. That this healing is a reality and is a benefit to the children of God. Amen. Esme, do you want to preach with me? Do you want to come and sit and stand with me today? Amen. She loves hearing her own footsteps. That's the truth. That's the truth. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're talking about healing. This year of awesome wonders, God has released a virtue for healing. And he wants us to partake of it. He wants us to benefit from it. Hallelujah. And so today we are also, our focus this month is with aging and the brain. Every month the Lord helps us to understand something different. And I just want to give us a background and then we'll watch a clip and then we'll come back to a conversation. Amen. Come with me to our anchor scripture, Acts chapter 5. Acts chapter 5 from verse 12, which is the anchor scripture for the month. Hallelujah. Acts 5 from verse 12. The Bible says, are we all there? Acts 5 from verse 12. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. And they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. And of the rest, does no man join himself to them, but the people magnify them. And believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes, both of men and women, insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. There came also a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks and them which were vexed with unclean spirit. And let's read that last phrase, whatever translation you have. And they were healed, everyone. Hallelujah. And they were healed, everyone. When they placed the demand on healing, when there was a need in the city, when the people saw the move of God, they placed their sick people where the shadow of Peter can fall upon them. They brought them to be touched by the love of God. And because people placed a demand on the healing power of God, nobody went home disappointed. Amen? I'm not talking about the miracles that people fake and put people on wheelchair and then they say, we are standing up, now we are healed. No, no, no. We're talking about raw miracles. Hallelujah. We're talking about the hand of God reaching out to the deep and difficult situations and healing. And I know that over the years, with the advancement of technology, there's a lot that the NHS is doing, the medical world is doing, and we appreciate everyone in the medical field. all our healthcare staff, we salute you that you can even handle our blood. You can handle urine. You can look at mucus, anything. You can open the brain. It's amazing. Hallelujah. And we appreciate your investment in taking the time. Someone was saying yesterday that if a nurse is going to give someone antibiotics, they can't just put the needle in the body and push the syringe. They have to take time to diligently release the milligram or the, what do they release? Release it gently and gently. Amen? Because if you rush it, it will have implications. So they take their time. A gentleman at work during the week, all they wanted to take from him was blood sample. And he was doing like this. Shaking his hand like this. And the nurse said, sorry, I've tried twice. I haven't taken it. Go, come again. And he came to me and said, Pastor, please, look at they punched my, he was showing me. He said, they didn't, so I called the nurse. The nurse, he was moving his hand. The man said, it's painful. So I just did this. Remember how many blood samples the nurse has to take in one day. Please pray for them. Please pray for them. Remember, even to take blood, we move our hands. Look, remember the number of people who feel that the nurse should do better than what they have received and can be abusive, aggressive to them. When you talk to a nurse, encourage them. Ask them how they are feeling. Because they are looking after all of us. Who is asking them how they are feeling? Let's care for them. When you see the doctors, pray for them. When you see an ambulance, doing ping, 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 pray, Lord. Wherever they are going, preserve that life. Don't let that life be lost. Lord, show them what to do. Let there be no mismanagement. Amen? Let's support the healthcare that is available. Amen? But let's look at some facts about medical care, and then we'll go back to the clip. This I read, it says, the health service in the UK is vast and complex, and the pressure it's under is well recorded. In 2015, the NHS dealt with over 1 million patients every 36 hours. They dealt with over 1 million patients every 36 hours. According to the NHS Confederation, so where do we even begin to understand how we can support those who need health services? And the number is increasing. We thank God for what they know, what they can do, but we need to know that there is a lot that we as believers can do even to reduce the pressure. How? By placing our demand on God and asking God to heal us. On 16th of May, they were just launching a research into church impact on health and care at St. Thomas Hospital in London. This was in 2017. They wanted the research to answer two questions. What impact do church communities currently have on health and social care? That's the first question. The second question is, what potential is there for them to be scalable and replicable in order to have more impact? Currently, in Word Fountain Christian Ministries, we have 1 month for health. We have one Sunday last Sunday we were out in the field playing. I want us to appreciate the team that helped us, the prayer in the park team. Brother Simon, Minister, bless you. Minister Nkiru, Sister May, Brother Emisi, they took us out there. We were running. When I got home, I slept like a baby. Amen? I slept throughout. After having my bath, I just went to bed, slept. Woke up late at night. And then I couldn't sleep again. But they helped me to reach some muscles that have been unreachable. And I really felt that that's part of our contribution. Hallelujah. But what potential is there for us to scale what we offer? You know, it would have been good. Maybe we've done it before, but maybe every month we have health check. We just have someone who comes and checks people's BP, checks the basic care, so that if anything is triggering, they can easily nip it in the bud. It's not impossible. We just need to be intentional about it. And you know that when you go to church on Sunday, maybe six people would have booked. The person comes, there's community health care. Are you with me? Some of us will not just walk into a hospital and say, I want to be checked up. But if it's available in the church, are you with me? Is readily accessible? Is it doable? Are you with me? When we know that someone is sick, we come alongside them. We encourage them. Because they even know that medication itself does not fully repair the damage. Emotionally, people respond when they feel supported. They respond to medication when they feel loved. There is something about the emotional care. Remember what I said at the very beginning. We care, God heals. Amen? It is the combination of the care and the healing of God that makes a difference. Praise the Lord. I'm going somewhere. Please don't let me lose you. I'm just provoking us into knowing something about health and healing that we can do. Amen. So if we take a step back, we should ask ourselves, why should the church get involved in healthcare anyway? After all, we have money, we can pay for it. We just tell NHS, we are reducing your budget by 10%, next year 5%, the year after 2%. So why should we get involved in healthcare? The reality is that Jesus loves to heal people. 3 John verse 2 says, Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. The prosperity of the soul and the prosperity of the pocket hinges on the good health, on the prosperity of health. Ask people who have money who are not enjoying good health. They will wish they could pay something to get better. Amen? And so when the church promotes the healing and the health factor of human beings, I believe that people will be able to function. People will be able to get more into the world, and do what they need to do. And so our emphasis on health is so important that we all need to do something about it, no matter how little. Praise the Lord. The other thing is that there's going to come a time when the government will say we can no longer fund NHS. It's been reduction. I'm praying, and I hope you are praying, that there won't come a time we say you have to pay for it. Because it's free now, we are not taking this aspect of divine healing seriously. I just cut my finger. A and E. Ba 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 bam bam ba ba bam ba 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 ba. You get there, and they say, "Sorry, go and handle it." And my son was so upset. He's not in church now. I can share it. Amen. He had been talking to me about having this strain and stress upon his head, and he went to the doctor, expecting some care. And the doctor said, "Why are you here? Because you have a headache? Because you're..." Look, there are more serious cases. The doctor told him, there are more serious cases than this. You just booked my slot for this. He came home and said, Mom. I said, yes, they are busy. So we need to find ways of receiving the divine health that we desire and we deserve. And God will heal us in Jesus' name. We need to begin to win ourselves from the system and begin to go back to the word. I'm not saying don't take your medication. That's not my message. I hope you are hearing me. Are hearing me clearly? All I'm saying is that let's build our spiritual resilience. Let's build our spiritual response to the challenges of life. And the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. For John chapter 10 verse 10 is a scripture we know very well. Hallelujah. John 10:10. We know it. All of us should be reading it from off our hearts this morning. The thief comes not but to steal, kill, and to destroy. But I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. It's the plan of God that we have abundant life. A life that is free from the pain and the distress and the discomfort of life. And so we have someone who has said he came purposely to give us abundant life. Abundant life includes eternal life, and even while we are here on earth, quality life. I pray that God will bless us with it in the name of Jesus Christ. And so don't take don't pay careless attention to your body. You need to give your body the good food, the rest that it needs. You need to give yourself the space in order to carry out your functions, the functions that you need to do. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Now, Jesus wants us well. It's written in 3 John 2. It's written in John chapter 10, verse 10. But when our body breaks down, he performs miracles. He heals us. Hallelujah. Please, let's look at Luke chapter 17, verses 11 to 19. Hallelujah. While the media gets the video clip ready. Hallelujah. Luke 17, 11 to 19. Thank you. Luke 17, 11 to 19. Has anybody found it? Please read it, Ma, if you have a mic. If not, you take this one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Luke 17 is a long read. 11 to 19. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I read from Luke 17, 11 to 19. And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off, and they lifted up their voices. Amen. Amen. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.
Hallelujah.
And when he
Jesus' medicine is mercy.
Amen.
The medicine that Jesus offers is what?
Mercy.
And the lepers, they knew it. That there is a mercy that is flowing from Christ. If they can get that mercy, their leprosy will be healed. Please, ma, continue.
And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest.
Hallelujah.
And it came to pass that as they went, they were clean.
Hallelujah.
And one of them, when saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God.
Hallelujah.
And fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks.
Hallelujah.
And he was a Samaritan.
Hallelujah.
And Jesus answering said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9?
Hallelujah.
There are not found that returned to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you very much. Amen. Jesus said to him, go and show yourselves. He didn't have to touch him. He didn't have to say, go and wash. At other times, he would tell people, go and wash. At other times, he would take the sand, mix it with spittle, and put in people's eyes. Jesus knows the mercy that you need. For that heartache, for the arthritis, for the blood pressure, for the wounds that you carry, Jesus knows the dose of the medicine of mercy that you need. But you have to reach out to him. Praise the Lord. He has said to them, go and show yourselves to the priest. The people that told you that you cannot come into the community. The people that hold the law in their hands. Tell them that you cried for mercy and you received mercy. I pray where you are crying out for mercy or you are praying on behalf of someone that God show mercy to this person. That they will be able to show themselves even to the world as people who have received mercy. Amen. In the name of Jesus. We can give examples in the Bible of different healing that Jesus did. Everywhere he went, he was doing good. The mighty healer, he healed the leper. When the crippled saw him, they started walking. Everywhere he went, my father, my master, my savior was doing good. And he's still doing good. And he will do us good in Jesus' name. If we look at the brain, this case, I want you to touch your hand, just feel it. This is where our emphasis has been. I hope we've been having time to watch the video clips. When you look at what is between your ears and you look at this case, there is something there that is so powerful that you are holding. This part of us, let's watch the clip. We'll come back. Thank you. Thank you for your time. It's just a very short clip. Praise the Lord. That is just one organ of our bodies that is functioning even as you are sat down, actively engaging with the world around you, with your thoughts, with your imagination, with the realities and the dreams that you have. The physical content of the brain allows us to be creative. We can dream things up. Everything that you see around us was some originally conceived in someone's mind, brought together by the brain. And that's how we have all the civilization we've had. What of the memory? You can recall things that have been stored in your brain, in your subconscious. When you need them, they just come up without anyone programming you. Ability to learn and advance in your career, social interaction, emotions and feelings. You can plan, oh, after service, I want to go here, here. You are still sat in service, but already you are thinking, I need to go to the shop, and then from the shop, I need to buy this, and then I need to go and iron, and then I need. You are in one place, but your brain is active, working with your mind. And in your mind, you are going to places where your body has not reached. So it is so important that you nourish your brain to flourish. That's the essence of this talk today. Jesus healed the lepers. That was physical manifestation of something that was wrong, that their body was not the way that God formed it. And Jesus healed them. The same thing with the brain. I believe that there is healing for every distortion in the brain. Everyone that has a mental issue, a lower capacity or degenerative issue or situation, Jesus is willing to heal. Amen? We learned a few things there. I read a few things that says understanding of the brain has accelerated in the last 15 years. So it's really very new. People are just getting into it. But I want to share a few more facts about the brain. We have learned that the brain is just about 2% of the body weight, but it uses 20% of the total energy and oxygen intake. It's only 2%, but it needs to be fed with oxygen. That's why I say to people, make sure you are drinking water. Keep yourself hydrated. Make sure you are drinking water. Keep yourself hydrated. Open the air. Let fresh air come into the house where you are, into the office. If you can put some life plants around your house, do it so that you can feed and nurture your brain, because your brain feeds on oxygen. Your brain is 73% water, and it takes only 2% dehydration to affect your attention. Once your brain is dehydrated just by 2%, your attention is affected. You begin to lose focus, memory and cognitive skills. And encourage our children, especially in these days of heat, as the temperature has increased, make sure that you're drinking water, that the children themselves are drinking water, so that you are not irritable, you are not feeling anxious. I pray that God will help us in Jesus' name. Amen. I read this. It says 90 minutes of sweating. Listen to this. 90 minutes of sweating can temporarily shrink the brain as much as 1 year of aging does. Shrinking the brain. 90 minutes of sweating can shrink the brain to the impact that 1 year of aging could have. So if you're in a place and you just find yourself sweating, please stop and go and drink water. Go out and take fresh air. Don't let your brain shrink. Praise God. It says another one that I need to share. 25% of the body's cholesterol resides within the brain. Cholesterol is an integral part of every brain cell. Without adequate cholesterol, brain cells die. So when you are looking at diets and they are saying there's too much cholesterol, make sure you don't diminish your cholesterol to the point that it affects your brain.
You need balance. We need balance. Your brain needs a constant supply of oxygen. As little as 5 minutes without oxygen can cause some brain cells to die, leading to severe brain damage. 5 minutes without oxygen. Babies have big heads to hold rapidly growing brains. A 2-year-old's brain is 80% of the adult size. This one shocked me, but it shouldn't. As any parent can attest, teenage brains are not fully formed. It isn't until about the age of 25 that the human brain reaches full maturity. So when we have teenagers that are behaving like children and you are using their height to measure their thinking, you will make mistakes. Are you with me? Because their brain is not fully formed. It will not be until they are at age 25. Because before the frontal part, which is the reasoning part, the part that is developed in a teenage is the impulsive part, is the back part of the brain. So everything, they just want to get up. They just want to go and do. They just, without thinking things through. Because the frontal part is not fully developed. So what do? We remind them, we caution them. You know what? Let's think. You have to consciously, you can't say, but I told you so. You say, let's reason this through. Because you understand that there is a part of their brain that is still not fully developed. So they don't want you to tell them what to do, but most of the time they are ready to reason with us. So we say, come, let's talk about this. Let's think this through. Are you fully aware of the implications of what you want to do? Let them talk about it. Amen? So a child will come to me and say, Pastor, why is the car parked that like that? And instead of me to say, oh, because there is no others, we say, oh, why do you think the car is parked like that? And in that, you help them to engage with their thoughts process. Are you with me? Oh, mommy, why can't we go to the shop today? And mommy, you know that you can easily give an answer that will silence their mouth. You just say, oh, what do you think? Because by then you are transferring to them the grace and the ability to think things through. And you'll be amazed at the answer they will give you. Amen? Because there is something that is happening in their brain. It's just not fully formed. I pray that we'll have understanding. In the name of Jesus. And so they are shooting up physically, but their mental capacity is still limited. And that's why a child does not even consider anything that you say is dangerous. As far as they are concerned, they are big enough, but they are not mentally rich enough to consider all sides of the argument. I pray that we'll understand what the Lord is revealing to us in Jesus' name. For us, our modern lifestyle is changing our brains. The way the brain was wired, things are happening fast. Chronic stress and depression are rampant in modern life. They cause brain shrinkage. The modern diet is low in omega-3 essential fatty acids. It also affects the brain development. It shrinks the brain. Technology has forced most of us to be prodigious, multitaskers. You are doing this, you are reading this, your WhatsApp is ringing, is text is coming, Pastor Dukwe, I'm talking to you. You are looking at email, and this is the impact, they said. Your brain can't learn or concentrate on two things at once. What it can do is to toggle back and forth between the tasks. But by doing so, you decrease your attention span, your ability to learn, your short-term memory, and overall mental performance. What can we do? We need to create awareness so that when we are making decisions based on what we are doing, we can make informed decisions. The brain is supposed to last us for our lifetime. I believe God that where we have negatively impacted our brain, healing is available in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, the God we serve is the God who wants us well. God wants us healed. God wants us to prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. And we can look at other people that we know who have suffered pain, who have suffered sickness from sicknesses, and God has healed them again. And we can say of a truth, God has been merciful. Hallelujah. And I want us to know that God desires that we be healed. Come with me to Deuteronomy chapter 7. Deuteronomy chapter 7. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy chapter 7 verse 15. Because whatever needs to be touched, I believe God that there is balm in Gilead. And there is a physician there in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's read Deuteronomy 7 verse 15 together. Every one of us, please. Away from you all sickness, and we put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest upon thee, but we lay them upon them all that hate you. Praise the Lord. God is saying, when you and I believe in him, he will not allow the evil diseases, the sicknesses, to come upon us. God, in his mercy, will spare us from debilitating sicknesses, wasters. That's what the Bible calls them. He calls them wasters, wasting sicknesses. When the doctors tell someone, you know, that this you have to live with this condition. You have to live with this condition. You have to go back to your maker and say, really, do I need to live with this condition? Hallelujah. We have seen God turn situations around. We have our sister here, even if it's a reproductive organ. By the grace of God, I was with her at the hospital when she was going in for a surgery. And she heard, the doctor said, the surgeons explained to her the consequences of her of the operation. That look, after this operation, we are going to cut your fallopian tube. And that means you and your husband no more children. It was a medical condition. They had to explain it. She shared it herself. And I said to the doctor, I said, it's only if God says they can't have children again. God does not need fallopian tube to put a baby in the womb. And I know the doctor would have just felt I was just encouraging our sister. On the 31st of December, as we were greeting ourselves, Happy New Year, Happy New Year, she called me and I said, oh, sister, go and make babies. And she thought it was a joke. She shared it. Out of that same womb, three other children came out. That's the God we serve. He can repair damaged organs. He only wants us to trust him. He only wants us to trust him. He only wants us to trust him. That he says, I will take away from you. Or you're going to ask God, Lord, take away from me. You know, they will explain to you and say, I love this country. Before anything happens, they will ask you your father's history, your mother's history. And I say to them, we don't talk about this. In my family, if you ask me what happened to my mother, what happened to my father, they don't tell us. Are you with me? So if I need to know and I don't know, does it mean I'm going to suffer in ignorance? I have to go back to God. If it was in their own body, it doesn't have to be in my body. In the name of Jesus Christ. He said he will take it away from our bodies. You don't have to agree that because it was in your grandfather, it was in your grandmother, and therefore it must come to you. I pray that by the mercy of God, whatever sickness or disease we carry, whether in the brain, whether in the body, whether in the blood, the God who healed the lepers will heal us in Jesus' name. Jeremiah 33, we read this before. And we'll just read it again by the Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 33 verse 6. We read it in one of our prayers, I believe. Jeremiah 33 verse 6. If anyone has found it, please read it. Let's share it as we prepare ourselves for prayer.
And I will cure them. And we reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God Amen. Said, behold, I will bring it health. Where health is failing, I'll bring health. Where sickness is ruling, I'll bring cure. When Jesus went to the cross, God brought health. He brought cure. Jesus had to suffer 39 lashes, 40 lashes but one. Every sickness that man could ever find, God had put it on Christ. So that by his stripes, we are healed. In Jeremiah, he promised I will bring it. In Luke, in Matthew, in Mark and John, we are told he suffered for us. And the Bible says by his stripes, we are healed. May the Lord hear our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Psalm 6 verse 2. Psalm 6 and verse 2. Remember that God wants you well. Remember that he heals the brokenhearted. Remember that his hand is not short, that it cannot heal. Someone please read Psalm 6 and verse 2.
Psalm 6 verse 2.
Yes.
Have compassion on me, O Lord.
Yes.
For I am weak. Heal me, Lord, for my bones are in agony.
Praise the Lord. You can call on God. Have mercy. My bones are weak. What is weak in your body? He says, heal me, for my bones are vexed or weak. Hallelujah. Mercy is the medication that God offers. Compassion is the food he gives his own. Praise the Lord. And I pray by the mercy of God, because the word of God says that healing is the children's bread. I pray that none of us will be eating the bread of sorrow, and we will not drink the water of affliction. In the name of Jesus Christ. Are you believing God for healing? For yourself or for someone else? The Bible says it was all this that they made the apostles to pray. God, stretch forth your hand to heal. Because they know that God can bring cure and he can bring healing. Psalm 34 and verse 20. Let's read verses 19 and 20. Someone else, please. I'll start from verse 18. 18 to 20. Anyone there?
18. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted.
Even if it's the wound is in your heart, the Lord is close to you. What is making your heart to be heavy? What is making your thoughts to be parading everywhere? What trouble is lying before you? What weight are you carrying? My sister, please read it again.
The Lord is close to the brokenhearted.
God is close to the brokenhearted, yes.
He rescues those whose spirits are crushed.
He rescues the people whose spirits are crushed. What has crushed your spirit? What news have you heard that makes you to feel that tomorrow is going to be a difficult day? What is in the future that makes your future to be threatened? What is crushing your spirit? The Bible says that God heals those that are crushed in their spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. Have you finished reading? Please read to 20. Hallelujah.
Verse 19. The righteous person faces many troubles,
mm-hmm.
but the Lord comes to the rescue each time.
Hallelujah. How many times?
Each time.
Each time. You can say, in January, I had this. In February, it was this one. In March, every time God comes. Hallelujah. He comes to our rescue each time. He never leaves nor forsakes us. Let us also not leave him. Let us not forsake him. Let us not depend on ourselves alone. Let's allow God to work in us. If you don't know this God to this level, please give your life to him. Allow him to know that you know that he is your father. He is your maker. Please, my sister. Hallelujah.
Verse 20.
Yes.
For the Lord protects the bones of the righteous.
Oh God.
Not one of them is broken.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, ma'am. The Lord protects the bone of the righteous. You need to understand and walk in this victory. As a child of God, we need to know that God is the one who protects us. Not one of our bone is broken. If there is anyone that his bone is broken, let the healing hand of God touch them and perfect all in the name of Jesus Christ. Someone please read Psalm 41 verse 3.
Hallelujah. Psalm 41 verse 3. These are scriptures we need to lay hold of and enjoy good health. And make sure that we are extending the good health to other people, encouraging them to know God the way He wants to be known. Psalm 41 and verse 3.
Psalm 41 verse 3, I read, the Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languish.
Hallelujah.
Thou will make all his bed in his sickness.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Christ. Amen. Verse 4, please.
I said, Lord, be merciful unto me, hear my soul, for I have sinned against thee.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The thing that can keep God's mercy from reaching us is sin. And where there is sin, we can say, Lord, even heal my soul. Heal my wondrous thoughts. Heal this mind that is trying to reach out to sin. Lord, heal me. Perfect me. I have sinned against you. May the Lord have mercy on us in Jesus' name. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23 reads, and the very God of peace, the very God of peace. When I am sick in my body, it appears as if peace takes a bit of a backseat, because my mind focuses on that sickness until I address my soul and say, you receive the peace of God while the body is adjusting, while the body is mending. The very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. God wants us whole, spirit, soul, and body. He wants us preserved blameless, preserved sickness-free, preserved disease-free. And God, in His mercy, is available to bring the cure that you need. If the doctor tells you, we have no cure for this, remember Jeremiah 33 verse 6. God will bring cure. He will bring health and cure. Even if they have not discovered it, God will reveal it because of you. In the name of Jesus. Don't let anyone give you a medical diagnosis that excludes God or suggests that there is no God to make a difference. And I pray that we will make our boast in the Lord. Amen. We will remember that He that knitted us in the mother's womb, He has all the spare parts that we need for healing. I want us even to make conscious decision to allow our brain not to shrink. Doing the physical things. And I speak of the brain, I speak of our blood, I speak about our bones, looking after ourselves. Let us take the tension that is on NHS. Let it not be that this congregation is putting pressure on NHS. Let us be even extending the hand of healing to others. Because the Bible says, they that believe in His name, they will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. That's where we're going. That's what our mission is. That's how we relieve the NHS of the pressure. You can imagine, one day we go to the hospital and we are praying for the sick and they're saying, doctor, I don't need to see you again. I can now walk. And we go to the ward and say, trauma ward, all of you that are in trauma ward, we have come to pray for you. Arise in the name of Jesus. I'm not talking carelessly. I'm believing God that season is come. I'm believing God that you and I will allow God, who used the apostles, to use us. Hallelujah. You are at work and someone is saying, you know what? I have a crisis. This has happened. That has happened. And you say, can I pray with you? And they allow you to pray with them. And they come back to tell you, you know, since you prayed, things have been different. But we have to be bold. We have to reach out. We have to trust the God who has called us to send us forth. We have to even allow Him to walk in our own bodies. Because you develop the confidence when you are praying for yourself and things are happening. You will have the confidence to extend your hand, to reach out your hand in the name of Jesus. And please don't leave out our children. You remember when we had the Bible study, they talked about the boost. If you are not feeling right, tell the children, pray for me. Let them know that you trust God to heal you. Ask them, please pray for me. Please pray for me. I think we've had the testimony of one of our beloved families. that the dad was sick and the mom was running around. What should I do? And the daughter said, Mom, get the anointing oil. Pray for daddy. Hallelujah. We need to instill it in our children that the God we serve is the God who loves to heal, who wants to heal. Hallelujah. Someone was sharing the testimony that the child, was it on Friday? And the child was sick. No, it was at the conference. He actually broke his arm. He had gone to play football. And they thought he was just maybe tired, needed food. And he said, Mom, please pray for me. My arm hurts. And they touched it and they said, felt that the arm was hot after they had prayed. They took the child to A&E. They actually realized that the bone had broken. But it was not in, he just needed prayer. And the mother was so relieved that my child knew that prayer could make a difference. Let's inculcate it in the heart of our children that the God we serve, he saves, he heals, he delivers, he answers prayers. We all need to call upon him. People will tell me, oh, this sickness, we haven't seen it before. Jesus said, I will bring the health and I will bring the cure. Oh, they tell you this diagnosis, only 5% of people survive it. God will bring the health, he will bring the cure. God, they say to you, oh, we don't know what to do. We've tried this, we've tried that. God will bring the health, he will bring the cure. In the name of Jesus. I actually agree that when we know the diagnosis, we can pray better. That's why I shared this clip about the brain. We need to know more about our bodies. If I know there's something called plasticity in my brain, about how my brain functions, if when I'm feeling unwell, I address it. I know there are neurons in my brain. I talk to the neurons. All you neurons wired in my brain act as you are supposed to. All the billion, or how many you may be, function as you should. You know, I told you, sometimes I'm brain tired, at other times I'm bone tired. Now that I know what is in the brain, when I'm feeling brain tired, is it water you need, brain? I drink water for you. This water I'm drinking is just for the brain. Oxygen I'm breathing is just for the brain. Because I need to know how, because there are times I'm just tired. I'm just tired. And I need to know what to do. I need to be equipped to do it. Amen? I should not be taking paracetamol when all I need is oxygen. Are you with me? I pray that the Lord will give us wisdom and help us to, having gained understanding, to put it to use. Sometimes all that we need for healing, I often understand that part of the chemicals in our body is for healing pain. And I say to myself, this is where I'm going to be ending. You know when they give you syrup and they say to you, shake it before you drink it. Sometimes I say to my body, I think the syrup has settled. I need to shake it. So what do? I run. And what I'm shaking the chemicals so that the dose that I need can work. My neighbors will think, what's wrong with this woman? I've been doing it all. Yes, since my husband, we were doing video call, and he said, ah, Olu, you are gaining weight, oh. Don't be like your mother. I said, okay. I came back from work, I put my office shoes, I put on trainers. Oh, yeah, let's go and run. So this morning, I said, I've changed, though. Amen? We've got to shake the body. Brother Simon was saying, we need to walk. I want us to be intentional. Don't let it just be 1 month in the year. Walk. Walk 30 minutes a day. I understand it can do miracles. Let's engage with the things that God has given us, and so that we are not attracting sickness into our bodies. Let's rise up to our feet. Do you believe that God heals? Have you ever asked him for mercy and he failed to show mercy? Do you believe that you have his extended hand on earth? He said you will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. And the apostles prayed. They said, God, stretch forth your hand to heal. In Acts chapter 4 verse 29 and in Acts 5 verse 12, the Bible says, through the hands of the apostles, miracles were wrought. Why? They prayed. Do you know that these hands, God has invested the life of Jesus, that if and when you and I come to believe him, through our hands, he will heal the sick. Do we still have that faith in the God we serve?
Or are we so social and casual with our faith that we have stopped expecting wonders? We have stopped expecting miracles. This is to pump our faith again that God heals. Is there anyone here who is feeling sick? Is there anyone here who has been healed before? I want you to come here. You have ever been healed before. I need you to come in any form, whether through a medical treatment or prayers. I just need you to come. Hallelujah. You have ever received healing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is there anyone who has ever received healing? I want us to be mindful of the fact that the God we serve, Jesus said, 10 were healed. Only one came back to testify. Why is that? Heaven knows the miracles that God is doing. All I want you to do is just to thank God. Just acknowledge that you are testifying to his healing wonders. Just agree with him that you know he has touched you before. That he has touched you before. He has not left you without a witness of his healing wonders. I want you to believe God that by his grace you have tasted of his mercy. You know what mercy means. When your bone was weak, when your brain was weak, when your body was weak, you reached out to God and God answered you. I want you to be grateful. I want you to acknowledge him. I want you to believe that even his hand reached out to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. We agree that you have healed us before. You have revealed your hand even to touch us. And we acknowledge that this mercy is only from you. Doctors cared, but you healed. Doctors cared for us, but you healed us. Friends cared for us, but you healed us. Families cared for us, but you healed us. We acknowledge your mercy. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. This the reason why I called you out is that God wants to use you as instruments of healing. I'm going to ask God of heaven, as the oil of his oil touches you, you are going to stretch forth your hand and you are going to say, God, I believe that healing is still available. Lord, with my hands, I am praying that, Lord, you will reach everyone that needs to be reached. Help me by your spirit to be bold, to acknowledge that by stretching forth my hand, you will heal. By the mercy of the living God, help me to walk in that understanding. Help me to walk in that expectation that the God who healed me can also use me to heal. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Lord, we bless your holy name for your healing hand. The Bible says, to them that fear your name, the Son of Righteousness will arise with healing in his wings. Your children are testifying that they have received healing before. Lord, it is time for this grace to be multiplied in our generation. If you know you are living in sin, just ask God to forgive you. Because this anointing cannot be corrupted. I want you to ask God, if you know for whatever reason you are not living right with God, just ask for his mercy. Ask God to cleanse you, that this vessel will be purified and will be purged, so that you will carry his anointing wherever you go, that you will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Agree with God that you present your body a living sacrifice before him, that it will make you acceptable in the name of Jesus. Father, I just agree with your word that, Lord, these hands as bold to be stretched forth for the healing of nations. Sicknesses and diseases, these hands are blessed of the Lord. The power that raised Christ from the dead lives in this body to continue the work of healing, even in the body of people. Jesus, you said you will bring health and cure through these vessels. Lord, take health and cure to the nations, to the city, to the community, to the family, health and cure. Go in the name of Jesus. Go in the strength of Jesus. Go and function in the ability of Jehovah. You will no longer be ashamed or afraid to lay hands on the sick.
The God of heaven will use your hand. You will return to say, God has used me. You will be rejoicing in the ability of God to commit miracles and perform them through your hands in the name of Jesus. I want you to sing, my hands are blessed. My hands are blessed. My hands are blessed. With the blessings of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. My hands are blessed. Thank you, Jesus, Lord. Thank you. With the blessings of the Lord. With the blessings of the Lord. Everyone I touch shall equally be blessed. Everyone I touch equally be blessed. My that you have the boldness, you have the courage, you carry the anointing to reach out to people and extend the grace you have received. Extend the grace you have received in the name of Jesus Christ. Let this grace be extended wherever it is needed in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Surely must be blessed.
Upon your head and speak that strength is given to you. The Bible says the husbandman that labors shall be the partaker of the first fruit. Speak health and wholeness into your body. Speak health and wholeness into your home, that by the grace of God, no sickness shall inhabit your body. God will bless your bread and your water. It will take sickness and diseases away from your midst. The sicknesses that is upon the Egyptians will not be upon you. In the name of Jesus, cancer, arthritis, high blood pressure, glaucoma, cataract, whatever name is called, the Bible says God has exalted Jesus and given him a name that's above every other name. That at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee must bow, and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. I want you to pray over your brain. I will not know dementia. I will not know Alzheimer's. Anything that is attacks the brain, my brain is free. Every brain problem, lack of memory, confusion, not in my days, not in my age, not in years to come. Lord, my brain functions perfectly. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I have capacity for creativity. I have capacity for memory. I have capacity, even Lord Jesus, for planning. I receive, oh God, effective brain function. Effective brain function. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, thank you. I bless your name that there is no shrinkage. There is no shrinkage. In my brain, there is no shrinkage. In my memory, thank you, Father. I bless and I honor you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
And we read in Deuteronomy 32, verse 7, that Moses was 120 years old. His eyes did not grow dim. His frame was not abated. I challenge you in Word Fountain Christian Ministries, that you will not use age as an excuse for sickness.
Amen.
You will not join people to say, you know, I'm getting old. That's why I'm forgetting things. Amen. When you observe that you are forgetting things, you go back to God and say, let my brain be rewired.
Amen.
Let the neurotransmitters function.
Amen.
It must be a reminder for prayer, not an acceptance of sickness.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
When it appears as if your brain seems to be losing anything, you go back to God and say, God, let that path be recreated.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You know, medically, I read that when someone's brain was damaged and they took half of the brain away,
The other part of the brain learned how to do what the other part was doing. Hello, medically. They had to physically take away half of the brain. And then the other part began to learn how what the other part was doing and it functioned. So don't use age as an excuse. Agree with God that God is ageless. We can appear before God with all our faculties intact. I had an uncle who was driving at age 98, not in the UK, in Kaduna, Nigeria. He was 98, he was driving. So I believe, God, that it is possible. And I believe it for you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. And so, Father, you send forth your word to heal and to deliver us from all our fears. But thank you that you are God who has the cure and you have the health that we need. Well, thank you for the testimonies that are before you that you have healed before and you can do it again. You will do it again. Lord, in us and through us, thank you for anointing our hands and instilling confidence in our hearts, instilling boldness in our heart, that when you say we will lay hands on the sick, Lord, we will not be shy. We will not be afraid. We will be bold to take the healing, the message of life, wherever we go. And that's where I rest the scripture on in Acts chapter 5, verse 20, even as we agree with God this afternoon. Acts chapter 5, verse 20 reads, "Go, stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life." By the mercy of God, you go to your work, you go to your family, and they will only hear words of life from you. They will hear words of life from you in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and we rejoice in all that you have done. Thank you for the testimonies that will return, because your word will not return to you void, but it will come back with testimonies to the praise and glory of your name. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen and amen. Give the Lord a clap offering. God bless us all.
Thank you for listening and hope that you have been richly blessed. For more information on Word Fountain Christian Ministries and service times, please log on to wordfountain.org or call the office on 01865 402 108. We look forward to seeing you. God bless.